Welcome to Armageddon After Party, a beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I'm Dick Loverboy here in the bunker once again with the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast. That's right, I'm not dead.
Oh, hey.
Hey, man. He's back.
Hey.
Despite popular claims, still alive and kicking. So, sorry.
Well, I never thought you were dead.
No?
I didn't think you were dead.
Where did anybody get that idea?
Yeah.
Do you do tributes to people that are alive?
Of course.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, I think it was a tribute to all of the great memories that come with hanging out with Dick Loverboy. I don't think it's like you
living legend, man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Living legends.
Living
great stories.
Legend.
Well, I'm sure there were some people that are disappointed.
So, but those people don't matter. Sorry. We don't care about those people.
That's true. They don't matter.
Yeah.
Those people.
Those people listen on Stitcher, and we're still trying to work that shit out right now.
We're all about being nice.
Oh, of course.
No judging. Not being mean.
No. I'm not judging anybody.
No. Nope. It's good to see you, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It? Well, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
I was, you know, just really missing... missing the podcast, missing the bunker, missing you guys especially.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I almost didn't make it through that whole week without you.
No.
But, you know, at least I was here in town. Somebody else spent the entire week not here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you do that?
What now? What?
Oh, I guess that was the week before.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't really have anything actually to do when we missed you on the... I mean, you claim you had something to do, but then...
Oh, no.
That ruse fell apart a little bit.
I had a lot to do.
Oh, yeah.
I had
a
lot of whiskey to drink.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, an inordinate amount.
But you were getting the house ready for the relatives to come in for the Georgia game,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. Getting the house ready and finishing some projects that I started years and years ago.
Cramming it all in a week.
Just about, yeah. Working on about 6 hours of sleep for the week.
Oh my god!
When it came down to the Georgia game on Saturday,
did you really want to have this party?
In all honesty, I kind of scheduled the party as a reason to make myself have to finish these projects. I thought I gave myself enough time, but
That came up in a conversation with several friends about that's like the only true way. Once you move into another house, like that's the only way to truly get everything unpacked is just to schedule a party.
Right.
You have to, and to get projects done and to make things happen, get all your cleaning done, you have to have that hard deadline at which point in time you've got friends or family coming over.
Right. I mean, I didn't want to disappoint.
So did you disappoint?
I don't think so.
Fuck yeah.
I feel good about it.
I'm kidding.
He's seen it, so maybe I did disappoint.
I
didn't disappoint myself. I didn't finish everything I wanted to, of course, but I got pretty close. It's amazing what a difference caulking your baseboards makes. Something I never really thought about
it's
before.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But really just it's that nice finishing touch, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But still have some threshold to put in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was out in the yard earlier. I was raking some leaves, kind of straightening up the garden a little bit, trying to get it ready to overwinter. And it just smelled like fall. Like, they had that, like, little weird fall smell. It was kind of, there was a coolness in the air, and it's like,
yeah.
Here we go.
That was today?
That was today.
Wow,
this
it was
afternoon.
Like 90 degrees.
It was
today.
Really hot out there.
It was
there,
hot
yeah.
as shit. When did you get the fucking smell of fall? What, did you have a pumpkin spice latte
yeah.
from fucking... Is that what you were smelling
I'm
from Starbucks?
Treat myself for raking the yard.
Smells like fall.
It was the best pumpkin spice latte that
damn, how
Chicken
the fuck?
Fix has to offer.
I did leave work a little early today, intending to go home and do a little yard work, but I almost...
Did you tell
I
your employees that?
Took a little turn through Winterville... to go get myself an ice cream, and then I talked myself out of it.
Oh, ice cream in Winterville?
Yeah, there's a little farmer's market in the gas station out there.
Ice cream. You have ice cream right next door to you in Lexington.
Do I? At the over in the Oak Tree Plaza?
Yeah.
I've never gotten ice cream from there.
Yeah, Oak Tree Plaza, which has a huge chestnut tree in the middle of it.
Is that what that is, really?
Yes.
I'm going to say something to the owner next time I see him.
It's so weird.
This is some bullshit. But no, I ended up talking myself out of the ice cream, and instead of taking a left to Winterville, I took a right to Arby's and got a fucking beef and cheddar.
Oh.
Because I've got a serious problem.
Yeah,
you
do.
I don't know what's wrong with you. Actually, I do.
I can't say much better about my lunch today because I went to Firehouse Subs and got the brisket and cheddar.
That's a good sandwich.
That's a real good sandwich.
It's just like a beef and cheddar, though, with like a little bit fancier roast beef. It's not good.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Did you buy yourself a fireman's bucket while you were there?
I don't know what that is, no.
It's the bucket that the pickles come in. They sell them for like $2, and the profits go to some sort of fireman's charity, and you get a bucket with a lid. That's the bonus part of it, too.
For how much?
It's like $2 or $3.
$2 is not bad for a bucket.
No, not bad at all. They're like price. 5 or 6 new at Home Depot.
But it smells like, no, not 5.
They're like 5, I swear. Last time I looked, it was surprisingly more expensive than I thought it was going to be.
Does it smell like pickles, though?
No, it doesn't. The
one
you're
putting your mop water in that pickle bucket?
Mopping your floors with pickle water.
It's just like dill all over your dough. You know what I mean?
Just spreading it on the floor.
Yeah.
Rubbing your dill all over the floor.
Yeah.
Dill juices.
I'm assuming that's what you use your pickle bucket for. Oh, do you use it for like an outdoor shitter?
For collecting my compost?
You're like, I'm just letting you know, I'm going to shit in this bucket.
Oh, yeah.
It's for his beef and cheddar.
I know it's for a good cause, but yeah, I'm going to be shitting this beef and cheddar out of it later.
Well, I think I may have mentioned this before, but my brother went camping with him a couple of years back, and he's got a bucket with the bottom cut out of it and fastened to the top is a toilet seat. And so you just take your little bucket out into the woods, you plop it down, you sit there, you do your filthy business, you pick it up, and you walk away.
Does he also have like a little trash bag in there to catch it so you don't shit right into the bucket?
No, there's no bottom on the bucket. The bottom's cut out. You just shit under the ground.
Oh.
It's just a cylinder with a
really
toilet seat on top.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's a bucket, just a bucket with the bottom cut out.
What if you got... If you're splattering in there, it's going to be all over the
bucket.
Yeah,
I mean, the way your family probably takes shit.
Yeah, because I'm sure you guys go camping with beef and cheddars.
I mean, you just stock up.
By the campfire.
How do you account for all the stuff that's going to get on the damn seat, too? You know, they can't keep that.
And you got to carry that stinky fucking shit bucket with you. Oh, it doesn't have a bottom, though. It's got sides.
It's just got shit.
Like, you never shit all over the bowl.
You just shit straight down.
You can't shit straight down. There's no way that you shit straight down.
I can shit straight down anytime I want to.
We're not talking about a shit that's like dangling there for a few seconds and like finally drops.
And this
about
hairy
2 bastard.
Inches.
We're talking about like wetness, explosions. It's mixing with dirt.
They're not all like that.
I bet they are. I bet the majority of them are, and they're all getting really like cut up because of the hair on your ass, like the deep fucking. It's like it's like
diffuser.
Shredding cheese going through there.
Right.
How dare everywhere.
Shredded shit cheese is all over. Just mixing with dirt. There's probably a rock under there. It's like repelling off the rock and right to the side of the bucket. I mean,
God. Filthy, filthy people.
Well, you're the one in your family or whoever in your family's carrying a shit
we
bucket
were just talking
while camping.
About buckets.
You know he's not taking his ass comb with him and like kind of doing a little part for his butthole before he takes his nasty water shit.
Who told you I had an ass comb?
Everybody knows a man of a particular size always carries an ass comb.
Always.
It's just a known
and probably
thing.
Should be carrying a lot of wet wipes too.
Right.
Well, shit comb.
Oh, I did realize that sometimes the last moist wipe in the moist wipe container, sometimes it dries out.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
And then it greatly increases the likelihood that your finger is just going to go ripping right through it.
Right through it.
It's like a Turkish
right up the butt.
Toilet paper.
Excuse me?
Turkish toilet paper?
Turkish?
It's where you get one sheet.
What? I don't get it.
You fold it twice and you rip the middle out, and then when you unfold it, it's just one sheet of toilet paper with a hole in the middle that you stick your index finger through. You wipe your ass. You use the sheet to pull up past your finger and wipe the shit off, and then you take the little cutout piece and you get out from under your fingernail.
I didn't realize that was Turkish toilet paper.
Me either.
That's a little Turkish toilet paper.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine TTP fucking having a fucking ass comb?
Excuse me?
Have you ever tried to use your Turkish toilet paper on the ass comb to make a little harmonica?
I thought that was more of a wax paper thing that you put it across.
Well, it is wax paper when you're done with it. You just let it dry out a little bit. Set it out in the sun.
Yeah, you got a
little TTP and ass comb harmonica action.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like, we had Owen on the podcast, and, like, so Owen's kind of plugging things. And I'm thinking that might draw some new listeners. And then all of a sudden they're like, where did that third guy go on the last episode? And then they're like, oh, great, he's back. And then we just talk about shitting for, like, 15 minutes.
We always talk about shitting.
Is this anything different than a normal? What, you guys didn't talk about shit last week?
Normally right out the gates. I'm normally sure that's did. More of a kind of last third of the podcast type thing.
It's, after we've had a few?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I've had a few, so I'm just going straight out of the gate. We're going to see where we go from here. So we're going to talk about bigger and bigger animal shits.
Well, we were just talking about buckets, but then you brought up the shit bucket.
That's true.
So
that's
you kind of took us down this path.
I suppose you can blame me if you want
to. You took us down the bucket, so to speak. Right. Shit bucket.
That's on me.
We're getting all over the sides here.
Head first.
Messy. Because there's no just shitting straight down.
How confident are you that there's no shit getting on the side of this bucket? Would you be able to, like, put it to the test?
I've never actually used
it. Do you think he, like, tucks his wiener in and pisses in there, too?
No, I think you're just peeing in the woods. Just
peeing in the woods.
Yeah.
What if you're...
But sometimes when you're shitting, you just... Yeah, I piss. I can't help it.
Yeah, you think he's getting up and peeing when he's shitting? No. Fucking wait, he's pissing down on that shit pile.
He's just on a shit bucket and then just stands up and just starts peeing and goes back to his shit.
Or
bucket.
He pisses in front of himself.
Or you hold your pee.
Fucking pants down by his ankles on a shit bucket in the woods.
Who the fuck holds their pee when they're shitting?
I'm just saying, if you need to hold your pee to clean out the nasty shit on the inner side of the bucket, then you hold your pee. Then you knock it all off, you're good to go.
Does that mean you have to pick the bucket up off the ground to pee on the sides? You're doing a little, like,
you can move it to a second location and pee it out.
Yeah, but then it's gonna, like, leaves and dirt and shit are really gonna stick to it. Of course, you're having a lot of wet shit, so it's gonna stick to it anyway.
This is bringing up a question of, like, just the sheer challenge of holding your urine while you poop. Is that even a possibility?
I think, sure, if you want to, like, damage your prostate.
I definitely want to damage my prostate.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that's what we're going for these days.
Damn straight.
It's the newest form of rebellion. It's even more rebellious than kneeling while you while the national anthem is playing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I said it. So, yeah, see if you can hold your pee while you're shitting next time, Rush Limbaugh. Let's see what you got. I bet he can. His prostate's got probably like the size of a raisin.
I thought it swells when you get older. I thought it gets all, like, loaded up with the cancer.
Yeah, it does. Thanks for making me sound like a dummy.
It's the size of a raisin. Damn,
your prostate. Your tiny prostate piece of shit.
Yeah,
I like
what's
that.
Wrong
That's
with
what
it? This is like reverse cancer. It's like you can get no prostate over there. You little raisin prostate. You can't hold your pee at all. The size of Rush Limbaugh, in comparison, it is the size of a raisin. He's a big fatty. That's what I was trying to say there.
The size of a raisin to a normal person?
Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
He's just a big, deaf fatty.
It is like, I'm just saying.
So, we were talking about that a little earlier before we got in the podcast room about the whole Colin Kaepernick Nike deal.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Were we? Were y'all talking about that before I got here?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But then we were surprised that you were here. Like, hey, buddy. Anyway. Yeah, it's just stupid. It's all fucking stupid.
Seems very
it's
strange.
It's a stupid argument. It's so... Or to even, I don't know, it's just stupid.
It's just weird to me that people are still, like, in any way saying that this is a protest against the military. Like, just shut up, you know? Like, you're obviously not fucking paying attention.
It worries me that, like, there are people out there that firmly believe that there's a liberal media bias and that there's all these elites and these liberals that control everything that goes into you. But when you actually look, and this may just be my Facebook feed, but when you actually look at the shit that just gets spoon-fed out there and that people latch onto, it's always conservative bullshit. Like, the twisting of that narrative to me is amazing. Like, it went from he's protesting the way black people have been treated, which is fucking valid. Good Lord, that's a valid reason to protest.
Right.
And it's like, oh no, he's shitting on the flag. He hates the military. That's what this is about.
Right.
And that's the thing. People hate Colin Kaepernick for hating the military.
Right.
Well, he hates the military and loves the fags.
What?
So.
What did the fags do?
You know.
I don't know, but I agree.
They're
with
always
you.
Taking a knee.
That they are.
Oh.
A knee or two.
Gracious.
Ooh.
Hot take.
Right. But they would never do that when the national anthem is playing. Everyone knows that.
Oh, sure they
Some
would.
Some very unpatriotic homos out there.
It's the dumbest fucking shit. It's so dumb and
people
whiny.
People burning their shoes.
I know, right? Why not get mad at the NFL? I think there was somebody that posted something that made a valid point about some of the players that have punched people in the face and still been at, or women in the face, not just people, but like their wives, like the Ray Rice thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't get you to stop watching the NFL. No. Oh, but this will, which it won't, because you'll still be there on your couch on Sunday fucking shoving your face.
There were like 30 NFL players of being accused of rape. Why is nobody burning their jerseys?
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones, the
Cincinnati Bengals there for a while were just like, all their players were getting arrested doing shit
That's
like that.
Because they had a lot of Georgia players.
I know, right? They did. And then that Pac-Man Jones guy, that motherfucker was crazy.
My favorite meme by far, though, is the one that's y'all get all up in arms about a black man being the face of an ad campaign, but you don't give a shit about the Catholic church fucking your kids.
Yes.
That's great. And true as fuck.
It is funny. It is like that right there, how it's just a tool being used to get those people fired up.
It's weird, though. I have seen some interesting fake news come out of this so far, though. And it's weird the way they take news and make it fake news. Like, they take real news and make it fake news. Like, so there was one I saw which was like Ford Motor Company announces that they side with Colin Kaepernick and the protest and the backlash that's gonna happen to Ford because of this. And I'm trying to find everything I can about it because I'm like, oh God, if this is true, holy fuck, man, this is gonna be a game changer for all the people on my news feed.
You know who loves Ford? Our buddy Chris, who I'm assuming also probably hates Colin Kaepernick,
right? But I look it up and it's just a made up story, but it's referring to, I guess Ford came out last, fall in 2017 in support of the protests, deciding the actual reason why they were protesting and why they believed in them. So they're taking this old news story and connecting it to this new, twist on it to try to make it, you know, to fuel the fire. It's like, oh, it's crazy. It had a CNN, fake picture on it, you know, fake CNN.com thing on it. It was really, I don't know, it made me think about it. I was like, I was actually a little giddy. I was like, oh,
oh please, this
is gonna be awesome. But it's just, no, damn it, it's just fake news. So there's fake news out there, damn it.
John was saying, like, these the people that get up in arms about this, it was never about the military that he was shitting on.
Right.
Well, not even saying he's shitting on anything, but how they perceive it, him shitting on it. It's like, what the fuck?
It's weird. I mean, people can't think past.
It's so bizarre.
But
it's
bizarre.
Have you been to games before? No. Do you look around in the stadium?
Nobody gives a shit about the national
anthem. The majority don't give a shit. There's a ton that are already drunk as shit, and they're over there talking and taking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, come on. This guy's actually doing it for a cause to bring attention to it.
Right.
And then I hate the whole thing when people bash because he's like just a pro athlete. It's like, I want to just see my football. I don't want to hear your political opinions.
Right.
It's like, oh, we got to hear about yours, though, constantly.
But it's also, it goes back to me, like, if you hate
it always
the fact
goes back
that,
to you.
If you hate the fact that somebody is protesting something, fucking ignore it. That's the best possible way you can handle that.
But
right?
Also
it
understand
will go
what
away.
The find out what exactly they are protesting.
That's asking too much.
No, just
that's
what you need to do.
That's you're asking people to really like do some research and
yes.
look into this.
That reminds me of my next favorite meme about this whole situation, which is, if you're upset about Colin Kaepernick's protest, just ignore it the way you do police brutality.
I haven't seen that one. I walked right into that one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
But people are also pointing out, like, if you truly hate the fact that he's protesting the military, like, donate your Nike shit to the military.
Right.
Like, that's a good way of doing it instead of just burning it in your backyard.
I would be interested to see how many of these Nike burning videos are also fake news. You know, like.
I always feel like that gets, like, that's what it is. The majority of them that are happening are fake. Like, people right. just out there. I don't think everybody's like, oh,
I do disagree with the cutting the top off the socks. You get to get the swoosh off of it because those socks are useless.
Yeah,
now.
You
they're
just
all
fucked up
floppy.
A good pair of socks. I agree.
They're not even good for yard socks, yeah. Then, because you're just going to get dirt and leaves.
Right, and then
there's
the first,
no cuff.
And the first time you wash it, it's just going
to
unravel.
Hey, people mm-hmm. would do that to their socks, not wearing shoes when they're working out in the yard.
Damn.
But if someone is getting that upset and, like, burning all their shit, it's like, what does that do? Is that your protest?
That is your
protest. Is that your protest?
And that is your right to protest. Fuck.
Good job for you.
Nuh-uh, I think that.
I'm never buying Nike again.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the comments. I never bought that expensive shit in the first place.
Overpriced.
And then the whole, because there's also Dick Sporting Goods, because with them not selling guns anymore.
Oh, right.
That's become a big thing I've been seeing,
yep.
too.
Where am I going to go get my guns?
A lot of old high school friends.
Right.
Yeah, they're, my guns.
Ain't going to Dick's. I mean, yeah. The name of the store wasn't funny enough to begin with. Certainly ain't going there now.
Like, how many guns are you buying a year? You know?
And are you really buying your guns at Dick's if you're, like, that hardcore? Probably not.
I mean, the price is right,
yeah.
Yeah. But I always thought that Dick's was a little bit more expensive. I never really shopped there because it was kind of above my budget.
Right. I think it's got to be the same way with guns. They got to have quite a markup.
I would imagine.
You got to get it direct from the wholesaler. You got to go to a gun show or something.
Right.
Get something you can't normally buy, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's the funny thing, too. I wonder how, like, I always think how many of them. I was like, I'm sure you motherfuckers are getting your guns from somewhere else. Like, you're not going to Dick's on a fucking, you're not driving up to Dick's to go.
They're stealing them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're going to, what is it, the Bass Shop, Pro Shop?
Bass Pro Shops?
Yeah, that's where they're going to get all their shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They sell guns there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you shoot the shit out of a bass. What are you talking about?
Yep. No, like, pow, pow. Watch that, bitch. That's what I say when I shoot a bass.
You call the bass bitch?
Yeah. No, nice. I don't care if it's a boy or a girl bass.
How can you tell?
I think sitting from your ship,
your
bucket.
Finger up their cloaca.
You know how to sex a bass?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's the same way.
I'm sure it's easy to figure out.
Yeah. Just
right.
I think you do a little nosing, like little light tonguing.
Mm.
See what pops out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe smacking some tail.
I think there's like a specific type of probe that you use to stick up its cloaca.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can tell.
Do you have one of these probes on you right now?
I mean, I think most men do. It's called a finger.
Oh, my God.
Finger probe. It's got to be a pretty big bass. Know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I did read, while I was pooping today, I read a very interesting article in the New York Times where they were breaking down all of the mechanics of a largemouth bath, his mouth?
Bath mouth?
Bath mouth?
Bath yeah. mouth.
I was in the bathroom, not taking a bath, reading about a bath.
I was in the bathroom with my bath.
But no, it was, I can't think of what it was exactly, like a four-point hinge, I can't, and they were saying that, like, engineers are really fascinated with these four-point systems, and once you actually see one, you see it everywhere. Like, apparently a bicycle is one, the way the mechanics of your hip and your knee and your leg, and it's a four-point, like a four-bar. Yeah, super interesting article. Maybe I'll link it to the website, or I'll forget.
Okay.
You'll forget.
But, yeah, bass, like, doing the thing where their mouth just explodes open and they actually suck the thing in. I'm also fascinated by this because I did a little bass fishing this past weekend, too.
Is that similar to an unhinged snake jaw?
No, it never comes unhinged. It's just that all of this stuff, like, flops out, like, and they've got this ridiculous amount of play in
like
there.
Like the predator mouth?
Actually, kind of, now that I think about it. The pussy face, as
pussy face, yes.
Donald Glover calls it. Danny Glover? Donald Glover.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Yeah. Does that make Although Donald Glover may have called him that.
Does that make me racist?
I don't know. I mean, their names are pretty similar.
Very similar. Extremely. People think they're related because of it.
Yeah, I think that's a point of some of his songs.
What, that he's not Donald Glover's, Danny Glover's nephew?
Yeah. He don't give a fuck about his family name.
Fuck that. What is a Glover? Like, is that someone who, like, their great-great-grandfather designed and made gloves for people?
Maybe.
You think?
Maybe. Or maybe they wore gloves while they were stealing stuff from folks. I mean,
damn. Oh, shit. Speaking of which, I've got a correction to make from the previous podcast episode.
All right. Well, thank you for changing the subject.
We were discussing impeachment and I got some of the process.
Oh, and I sounded like an idiot during this.
Oh, really?
I know exactly what's going on. I had some great questions.
Well, no, I think I said that the House actually has the trial for the impeachment and the Senate votes on what they're
going
to do. I had it wrong. The House brings articles of impeachment and votes on that. So they vote to essentially impeach the president or whatever. And then the Senate actually does the trial.
Trial.
And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court presides over that. And they, decide what happens from there.
Man.
So glad we got that straight.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I actually learned something tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time ever. Because pretty much I knew everything else. My whole life.
Is it weird that, like, I was kind of surprised at the fact that I've now consumed alcohol 10 days in a row solid? Is that... That's unusual for me.
Yeah, but it's not unusual for human beings.
Yeah.
This is true.
I think most human beings do that.
I mean, a binge comes around every now and then.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you're a stand-up comedian. You got to get, with the program. This is like your life now.
I mean, first you start with the booze, then we got to move you on to the hard stuff.
Yeah.
And then you got to have because you're out late night, you're going to sleep most during the day, it's going to be hard, it's all lit. You got to get on that Ambien or something. We got to get you on something to help you sleep.
Right. Ambien will help you write some new jokes.
And you're going to be jerking off.
Constantly. Yeah. Constantly. In front of people.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, regardless if it's in front. But yes.
It just happens to be people there sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, because you're
in and out. I mean, you'll be in and out during most of the day.
Yeah, no, you're not going to ask, actually. You're just
Louis C.K. asked.
No Louis C.K., my friend.
He's more of a gentleman than you, for sure.
Right. I mean, I know you've done a few stand-ups now, but...
Slow down, buddy.
Not putting myself on that level, just giving myself something to aspire towards.
Okay. Bring it back a little bit.
We'll dial that back a little bit.
I know where you're going with us now.
He's back on stage. Y'all seen that, right?
Back on stage. People forgot.
Yeah.
No, people have not forgot. People went after him hard.
Like I said, people forgot. Well, the ultimate question is he funny? So can you answer that?
I haven't heard. He's funny.
I mean, he was funny.
I think they said he went up at, was it Caroline's in New York? Or the Comedy Cellar. I can't remember which one.
I don't know where. I heard that he had done a set.
Was just like working out material. Just getting up on stage. Just kind of surprised the audience. Apparently people went after the owner of the comedy club for letting him back on stage. They're pissed about that.
People in the audience or the people people after the fact? Was the audience booing him?
Audience in the broadest sense of the word, like the whole audience, the world.
Ah, like everyone in the universe.
Not just the immediate audience.
When they went after him, they were just saying they're not coming back, or we're done with this place. This is bullshit.
Basically that. You know, the people thinking that he is not like certain.
And they came back the next night to see whoever was.
Oh, I don't know about that.
This man must be out of comedy for at least 3 years before we'll listen to him again.
No. Well, I don't know. That it's such a.
Didn't Rob such Lowe a fan like, of have sex with like a 13-year-old or something like that?
I think so.
Yep.
And
R. Kelly peed on a 14-year-old on tape.
Right.
And then was found not guilty of it. And he's still just doing his thing.
Well, the thing about that is she could have got out of the way. When someone's peeing at you can get out of the way for the majority of the time.
Yeah.
I don't think he was like holding her down saying, "Hey, I'm gonna piss on you." I mean
you don't have to open
And
your
I know
mouth.
She's young, but come on, man. You could get out of the way. If I'm about to piss on you, what are you gonna do, John? If you see me about the piss on you.
He's going to file a grievance with the courts.
Probably.
That's true, goddamn.
I'm going to get with HR,
is a lawyer.
I think, and file a complaint. Do we have an HR department on this podcast?
We do.
Okay.
We do. It's through that door and out that other door that you came in.
I always thought,
it's down. It's at the top of the hill.
I just always thought HR was my hairy rectum.
It's right in the center line of that that road out there. If you just want to stand out there for a while and voice your complaints.
Yeah. Just, you know, you take your complaints right to my hairy rectum.
Is that our head of HR, Harry Rectum?
Yeah.
Harold Rectum?
Yep. Harold J. Rectum.
I don't know. What are we talking about again?
We could bring it down a little bit and talk about the loss of several stars in the past few weeks.
That's right.
We'll start at the bottom. Rest in peace, Robin Leach.
Robin Leach?
That's right. Yes.
Oh.
He is the dimmest of the stars who passed away in the last week, in my opinion.
Fuck.
And then you had John McCain going out.
Oh, yeah.
Succumbing to cancer of the old noggin.
Old Johnny Boy McCain.
Yes, John McCain. And then the big one that happened last minute today, just in time for the podcast, Burt Reynolds.
I know you did a lot for this country, John McCain, but Burt Reynolds.
I think you could argue that Burt Reynolds may have done more for this country than John McCain has ever done.
You think so?
First of all, McCain got caught.
That's true.
Oh, jeez.
Did Burt Reynolds ever get caught? Well, he did. And then, what, Longest Yard?
He
didn't go to prison in that one, yeah.
But he...
Smokey the Bandit never got caught.
No, you're goddamn right, he never got caught.
For sure.
And that's the only one that really matters, am I right, Smokey?
Absolutely.
Oh. That's a...
So, there's that.
Yeah. He was in Atlanta, like, a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got some buddies that still work at the radio station, and he came in there. I think he was there... They had the car from the show, and he was like signing it, and different people came in for that.
Was it?
It may have been auctioned off or something. I don't know.
Well, I think they came out with like a new version, updated version of that car from Smoking the Bandit, like with the black and the golden eagle.
Yeah. Okay. That's what.
And the T tops and all that.
I mean, he looked
Firebird.
I think so.
Yeah, but he looked real weak.
If we don't get that right, we're going to get scalded.
Oh, yeah?
Let me look that up real quick.
We've either already gotten it right or haven't at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so either way, it doesn't fucking matter.
But I was, of course, reading through a couple of articles today and learning all sorts of crazy things about Burt Reynolds, one of which was they were saying that at one point in time in 78, he had four movies out at the same time.
Wow.
And then they were saying from like 78 to like 81, 82, he was just the highest paid movie star ever.
He was hot shit, man.
Yeah.
God, that Smokey and the Bandit, though. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Oh, it's a Pontiac Trans Am.
Damn it was a Trans Am.
Yeah.
Well, at least I knew it was a Pontiac.
It was the second highest grossing film of 1977 behind...
The year I was born.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
The year I was born.
Yeah, me
Smokey.
Too.
Smokey.
But yeah, they were through like the movies that he had turned down because he was apparently throughout his career he was just super chilled out and like there were opportunities for him to like really get into like a dramatic role and test his acting chops. He's like, no, I'd rather just have fun.
Fuck yeah.
He's just doing Smokey and the Bandit and like Cannonball Run, that old classic with who was the fat sidekick in that one? Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, DeLuise. Yeah.
What was his name?
Is that the one with the elephant?
I'm sure there was an elephant in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly, but I would be willing to put money on that.
I think you're thinking of Operation Dumbo Drop.
No, there was one. Wasn't there one? Maybe it is Cannonball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't remember. There's one with an elephant.
Is it Cannonball Run 2?
Mm-hmm.
Could be. But I'm pretty sure it's one with Dom DeLuise, and they have an elephant in their transport. I don't know. I can't remember the movie. Fuck it. I shouldn't have even brought it up. I apologize.
It's all right, man. It happens.
But fucking Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't he play at Florida State? Wasn't he a football player?
He
did. Yeah.
He had a knee injury that took him out of football and got him into acting.
That got him into acting. Yeah.
And apparently, early in his life, he was Buddy Reynolds.
Buddy?
Everybody called him Buddy.
Aww.
And it was, I saw on the news.
Thank God he changed it to Bert.
Well, I saw on the news today because, I mean, he was linked to, like, numerous, like, really hot actresses throughout the years. And, like, somebody asked him, like, a year or two ago, like, who was the love of his life? And he's like, yep, it was Sally Field. Like, yeah. He was just in love with Sally Field. He apparently, he fought to get her in the movie because they were saying that she's not hot enough. Like, what we're looking for. I'm assuming they were looking for, like, a voluptuous blonde to be the sidekick. And he's like, no. He's like, Talon is sexy. And it's just like, damn, he's right.
Yeah, he was so cool, man. He was so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah, I will definitely hoist a drink aloft. And
but he had a good life, man. Well, he was like 82, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 82. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Living the life that he did.
Living the life.
He used to live
want.
Here. He had a place out here in Georgia off Highway 212.
Where was I think that? They said he was born in Waycross, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he used to have a place out there.
Yeah, he
I
and
thought
Lonnie
he had
Anderson.
A place off 78.
Yeah, is it 78 or Highway 124?
They had like a big like plantation looking house.
Yeah,
because
I used to drive by quite a bit, but I think now it's all been like sold off and it's like neighborhoods and shit.
Yeah, they've pushed like
it's
kind of
like the Kenny Rogers that's close to here. Some of that's been sold off and mm-hmm. built into other things. The farm that he had.
Mm-hmm. Golf course is still there.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think some of it's been sold. Like, some of the barns and the stables that he had were sold off, and they were turned into, like, wedding venues.
Right.
Yeah, I catered out there one time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you play golf?
I think I served a martini to Kenny Rogers, if I remember correctly.
Did you guys ever watch his, what was that challenge show that he had with all the athletes that would come out there, and he had the basketball court, they had the golf, and they did some other kind of, like...
No.
You don't remember that? It was, like, a celebrity... It was, like, Kenny Rogers celebrity... tournament or something like that.
I
and
have
it would
no
be this
memory of this. Yeah,
so they would play like they would have teams, they'd do like basketball, mm-hmm. they'd have like a golfing thing, and then they would have some other type of events that they had set up out there.
Hmm.
I remember that. Yeah, they televised while they're showing all.
Yeah, we catered a party in his horse barn, and the horse barn also, like, the interior portion that was air conditioned, you could walk in there and it was a huge hallway and it was all of his gold records. So
that's
you got to go in there and
awesome.
See like the giant plaque, like the size of that wall, with the gambler fucking multi platinum, all those records up there. It's like, wow, this is cool.
Man, I just recently
in a barn.
Yeah, in his horse barn. That's where he kept all of his awards.
Weird.
I mean, it's an arena. Like it's like a like you would have a rodeo in the on the floor in there. Like it's a huge barn. It's not like there's hay and shit all over the place.
No hay.
I think the hay was probably kept in a smaller barn somewhere else, and maybe the horses were too. I'm not sure.
So it was just a barn-shaped building.
It's a gigantic structure with like a soft floor, and we set up tables and we hung stuff from the rafters. I think somebody had climbed up there, if I remember correctly. That the catering period was a hazy period of my life.
Yeah, I hear ya.
Rest in peace, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, R.I.P. Is he dead?
He is not. He's still alive. And looking strange, looking strangely drawn up due to bad plastic surgery, which Burt Reynolds kind of had a little weirdness from.
Yeah, he was like he's in a wheelchair for a while, and
it looked like they had glued black eyelashes or eyebrows on him, and towards the end there, it was weird. I knew his hair was glued on, but like they couldn't even make it match up to the whiteness of his fake. I mean, it's all fake. It's not like they couldn't just get the same color, but yeah, he just had big, big black caterpillars over his eyes. And of course, he's like,
I want you
guys
to remember me in my prime.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Burt Reynolds.
As far as how handsome he was, would you take Burt Reynolds in Deliverance or Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights?
Did you ever watch Gator? Did you ever see Burt Reynolds Gator?
I have not seen Gator.
Okay.
But, I mean, Jack Horner, tight beard.
Yeah.
Just beautiful salt and pepper hair. Kind of reminded me of that guy over there a little bit.
Ooh. But,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. You do definitely have a Jack Horner vibe going about you. Nice. You look like a porn director.
Horny old Horner over here.
I've never made that connection before.
Oh, man.
Deliverance, he's got a weird hairline in that one. Like, it was like they just kind of cut it off.
It is weird, but he is a handsome fucker right then. Mm-hmm. He's so young and just tight and just fucking looking good.
And I mean, all the pictures they kept showing today is him sitting in the Trans Am, like looking out with the hat and the mustache and everything. Yeah. I think that's the, I don't know, fundamental image of what's his name? Buddy Reynolds?
Good old Buddy. Buddy Reynolds.
Oh, but Sally Field did. Apparently, she made a statement and said, like, that he's always been in her memory. And then she ended it with, like, something about, like, rest in peace, Buddy. And I was like, oh, that was sweet. She called him by his, like, baby name.
Aw.
Or maybe she was just saying, hey, you're my buddy. Hey, buddy.
Just, yeah, cutting him down. He's like, you were the love of my life. And she's like, thanks, buddy.
Like, he's the Herb Gilligan. Thanks, little buddy.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
So John McCain, any thoughts on John McCain?
You know.
It always sucks if anybody has to go through that the way he,
for
you
sure.
know, with the tumor.
And hey, he is a champion of things I believe in there towards the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he single-handedly, I guess not single-handedly, but, you know, he killed the legislation that was going to kill the Affordable Care Act, so
mm-hmm.
although it's essentially not anything anymore, but in name it still is. In name.
Yeah.
So college football season's kicked off. How do you guys feel about them Georgia Dogs?
Yay, go Dogs. Kick it on. Kick it them Austin Peay's ass.
Well, they look fast. They looked really fast. I know the competition they were going against.
They didn't get scored on.
They didn't get scored on. The defense was firing. I just thought, man, they have a lot of speed on that team, especially at the wide receiver position.
Right.
Those two guys that caught the transfer, Robinson.
Yeah.
And then was it Hardeman that caught the one wide open in the middle? But then he just took off and beat.
Yeah.
Like, blew past everybody.
It looked like he was about to get tackled. All of a sudden,
he's
like,
just gone.
Yeah.
And Robinson just took off.
That's Miko. He's quick.
And then the kid that got suspended for the hit, but Cook.
That was stupid.
It was. He just didn't see the guy call the fair catch, which is stupid.
But he still targeted the shit out of him. Like, that was a blatant target of you. If you can make the case he didn't see the fair catch.
But that man is fast.
Yeah.
Because he had that one run that just. Whew,
oh, yeah.
He's a fast individual. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, this weekend they play South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Up in South Carolina. It's not easy on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they should beat them, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a tough game.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen the two coaches agree to shorten the fourth quarter.
And then they started calling timeout.
I didn't even know that was an option, where they were just like, yeah, shave 5 minutes off that shit.
Right. Well, it was right after that guy got injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you're kicking our ass. We don't want to get hurt anymore.
I just didn't realize there was a mercy rule in college football.
Yeah, me neither. I think that's kind of like
if two people get together and talk and come to a compromise, things can happen, John.
I wonder where it came from. I wonder if the refs walk over and they're like, seriously, guys, we need to get out of here. Come on. I also didn't realize there was that crazy, like, kickoff return fair catch inside the 25 rule.
Oh.
Did y'all see this?
What?
You can, I think my understanding of it is anywhere inside the 25, you can just fair catch it and the ball will go on the 25.
Yep.
They're trying to cut down on kickoff returns.
And that's what the NFL has changed theirs too. They don't have the real big guys out there, and you have to stay in position. Oh, the NFL's changed their kickoff returns too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they did a study and it did show, like, as far as the number of concussions happening on that play alone is, like, really high. Like, concussions still happen throughout the game.
But is there actually a link between concussions and CTE? Because, I mean, the stuff that I've always seen, they were talking about the guys that really get the CTE are the linemen. Like, the ones that are constantly getting jostled around and their brain banging around. Like,
well, what they were saying, that also the collision, the impacts that are happening, because you have guys that are able to get a running start. That's the thing. Like, they can no longer get a running start from, like, where the kicking team lines up.
Okay.
Because you know how some of them could move, and then you can't have, like, you can't do the wedge anymore of how you would block.
The classic wedge? That was one of my favorite parts of high school football when I played.
So it's more, like, it's
so
really weird.
The way you can block it?
No. Yeah. Because what I was listening to, and one of the NFL people were talking, I think it was Rich McKay, actually, because he was sitting on this board, and when they were reviewing all this stuff, that's what they were talking about. What their study showed, and you take that for granted, is that on that kickoff, the collisions that happen at that high rate of speed,
yeah,
and the number of concussions that have been recorded like during that have been like higher than in other parts of the game.
Yeah.
For like a single play.
I don't know. Like when I see like when they make targeting illegal, I can totally understand that. But it's like the people have made the argument. They're like, well, I mean, the players are so much bigger and faster now. And then my counter to that is like the guys catching the balls are so much faster and quicker now. So like I think that kind of evens itself out.
Yeah.
But then it also, and I'm struggling with this one because it does boil down to like how much am I willing to sacrifice of someone else's like health and well-being. But like that to me, that kickoff, there is so much potential there. Like that's it's somebody going 100 yards on a kickoff return is so fucking badass. Like taking the ball wide open field. There's so much that could happen. He's got to get by 11 other players, including the piece of shit kicker, whatever. But I mean, what? They never tackle anybody.
I mean, it's still going to be there.
No, I mean, it's intentional. It's like gonna, they're trying to stop right. the kickoff return. Like well, that's what this. They make it not worth it to try.
I don't think they want to get rid of it totally. But I think it's going to be a change at first. But they'll figure things out, and I think it'll still be just as entertaining.
Nah,
I think so.
If nobody ever runs back a kickoff return, like
it's gonna happen. Someone's going to return a kick.
They should just do like dodgeball where they put the football right in the middle and then they had the two teams line up. And
have a scrum?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was the XFL. I think you're thinking the XFL.
Really? That's how they did it?
Oh, that's how you won the toss. You and two people had to like run for the ball at a certain spot.
Two guys going straight head to head.
Whoever
going
came
ball,
got there
yeah.
and got the ball first, that's who they had the like winning the toss.
Dang. God, it is a crazy game of chicken.
It's like a 40-yard dash or something.
That's
that they
what
have
I'm
to
saying.
Get, like,
that's exactly my point. Like, you've got a wide-open field. You've got an objective that they're going for and, like, so much potential. Like, who knows what's going to happen? Who's going to flinch first?
I don't know.
Who's going to, like, dive in sideways and try to get the ball? Like, are they going to go just head-to-head and knock each other out?
I guess I'm just getting soft. Like, I still watch, like, UFC. I love that shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, watching football? Like, some of these – the way these guys are hitting and, like, coming in and – and plus, I've watched Last Chance U, and just seeing how some of these young men are about football and how they view it as their only way out, and they'll do anything to stay on the field, and like, I'll go out there, I'll die for this game. It's like, what the fuck?
Right.
Because it's a brutal sport. I mean, it's very violent.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, they hit so hard.
It's true.
Shit.
Take away the helmets. That's what they say.
It is like minimizing the pads is really the only way you're actually going to be able to
I
cut
hear
down
you.
On injuries.
That's true. I mean, it's
but you've got
but still
these
you're just hitting constantly, and that game is all about hitting.
Yeah,
right.
And even if you take the helmets away, I mean, yeah, maybe, but I mean, I'm not gonna watch it. Take the helmets away. That's bullshit.
Just give them the old leather helmets with
I
that
mean,
face mask.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
They just start banging their heads on stuff to build up big calluses on them.
But it's also the way that these guys train now, and like what we know about the body and how to really get it into shape and the speed that we have people running at right now.
Oh, yeah.
It is fucking amazing.
And what linemen.
But that's the thing. Like, you're seeing defensive linemen and offensive. I mean, they're getting quicker and quicker, and it's really fucking amazing.
Why don't they put leg weights on everybody?
Oh.
Just like weight vests.
It's like jockeys in a horse race. You make everybody weigh the same.
Really? They do that?
Yeah. They add weights to the saddle on the horse to make everybody weigh exactly the same.
That's terrible.
What? Why is that terrible?
It just seems like the weight of the jockey would be such a huge factor in the whole thing. Like
it is. I mean, that's why jockeys are so small, but like you're only as small as the biggest jockey.
Which is weird. It's like the reverse of NASCAR, where like they make everything so the engines are exactly alike. And I don't know. That's kind of strange to me.
I thought
there's one really fat driver and one really skinny driver, that's just – you don't put weights on the skinny driver, do you?
I thought in NASCAR they did weights too. They make the cars weigh exactly the same as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they factor the driver's weight in too?
I believe so.
Huh. No idea.
I could be completely wrong. If there's any NASCAR fans out there that can prove me wrong, though.
I think you're – I think
– I know I'm right
about right. But I think it's also a height thing with with NASCAR too, how far you have it set and everything.
I'm just concerned that we're going to catch a beating on the social media for the Firebird snafu earlier, and now like not having a solid knowledge of NASCAR.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to be all over us. Wow.
I wish I had more knowledge. I like watching the races. Yeah. I'll sit down on a Sunday and watch a race.
Oh yeah,
I can appreciate NASCAR, but
just turned left.
Not a fan.
Just one big circle.
I'm not a fan, not because I don't like it. I'm not a fan just because I just haven't paid attention to it.
I did. I finally, in anticipation of the start of this football season, I was finally able to delete the national championship from last year from my DVR.
Oh, yeah.
It's just been sitting there. I've kind of wanted to watch it again. But
you're not.
Well, it really what it was is that's how all of the college football, like game day, everything started with, this is what happened last year, and you're like, oh, I know what's coming, and it's going to be a gut-wrencher.
Yeah.
And I was like, it has to go. I've seen it enough. I know how it ends. But finally was able to make my peace with it, put it behind us. I'm excited about this year of Georgia football.
Have you made your peace with it, though?
No, I will never truly make peace with it. That's
there's only one way to, like, somewhat get over it.
To overtime in back-to-back games, including the championship game, how fucking exciting was Georgia football last year?
And then it was one missed cover, like just that pass.
One
fuck
coaching
fuck.
Mistake of underestimating their second-string quarterback. Like they practiced for a quarterback who couldn't pass that far, who notoriously couldn't pass that far. And what did that evil fucking genius do? Put in the backup guy and let him just bomb it out one good time, and we got beat.
Yeah, he just had a receiver run deep.
Yep.
And we got confused.
Classic.
What do I do?
Yeah. We watch all of our hopes and dreams.
No, it's I gotta watch a good bet. The opening
weekend. But man, that Rose Bowl, man, that was amazing. God damn.
That was great. Did y'all see any other games? Did you see LSU in Miami?
We saw part of that.
I was surprised. I mean, whatever, it's a Rick team, right? So it's Miami, so you never know how they're going to start.
He was not sporting the evil Rick goatee, was he?
I don't remember.
Okay, I don't.
Maybe
don't
not.
Think
I don't think he was.
Okay.
But God, if LSU didn't look a lot better than they looked last year, and it looks like they may have a decent quarterback.
Yeah.
God, just putting the hurting on Miami early on.
Mm-hmm.
LSU's got the quarterback from Ohio State. Is that where he came from?
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Oh, I was kind of hoping Auburn would lose on Saturday. That's what somebody was pointing out, like them losing like three times in a row in the
that would have been amazing. That would have been fun. That would have been fun.
But they
but that was
out.
A good game too.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. But God, I was just impressed. And then Florida State didn't look very good.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't.
It's not even like hatred of Auburn. Like, I really like watching Gus Malzahn lose. Like, he's an exciting man to watch lose a football game. It gives me a good bit of joy.
Yeah. The Gus bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it should be an interesting football season. I mean, it always is.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson looks good, too, though.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man. Ohio State.
Yeah.
They looked really talented to me.
The super long white dude for Clemson, is he the backup quarterback?
I don't know.
What is his last name? I think his last name is Lawrence. But he is just like 6'8" and like long blonde hair, like weird Viking jeans. I don't know. He's strange.
He was wearing jeans while he was playing?
He was wearing jeans under, like, yeah, short shorts, basically. He is a never nude.
A never nude Viking. Yep. That makes sense. I thought they just wrapped herring around the Johnsons.
That classic, like, Norwegian dish of, like, yeah, you wrap fish around your dick and then wait 3 months.
Yeah, that's how it gets pickled. With your prick. It's prickled.
It's prickled.
Yep.
Prickled herring.
Yeah. Tasty.
So any other thoughts on college football this season?
I'm excited.
Oh, so excited.
I am excited because because Georgia has to go to LSU this year and play there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's the first game, and I'm not.
And they're being coached by former Fram.
Oh, my God. I kind of am rooting for that guy just because he's just amazing, and you want to keep him on a team and just on the sideline so you can get those. Oh, he really is fucking amazing. He's so
go Tigers.
It's just like he gets it. He's a guy that'll be passionate for your school, and he's there to do the best that he can. And he's just so like a small part of me is like wanting LSU to do really well in the West this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously I'd like Georgia to beat him when they go there, but
oh yeah, definitely.
I'd like him to, you know, put that loss on Alabama, hit Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
So I was impressed, man. And I was kidding about Rick. I think he's a good coach, but I was expecting Miami's defense, for one, to be a little bit more stout and stopping that LSU offense, but their offense was shit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, they were having a hard time. They're tough quarterback play for them. It was hurting them. But anyway, those are my thoughts, and I'm excited. And I think this first game in the SEC for the Dogs going on the road up there to South Carolina.
They
should win, but it's tough, man. It can be tough on the road.
This is a slight shift in topics, but did you see SEC Nation? Did you see what Tim Tebow was wearing?
No, what?
Oh, y'all didn't watch that?
No.
He's wearing like a gray blazer, but then like a white, one of those like button-up shirts, but the collar goes way out. It's not like a fly collar, but it just goes straight out instead of down a little bit.
Huh.
No tie. And then they backed off of him, and he's wearing like white pants and I think white shoes with no socks. Like,
damn,
it was a weird fashion choice for him. The gray blazer, like the sleeves only came down like mid-forearm, so he just had a lot of white cuff on there too. It was a strange look, I thought.
It's the Pee Wee Herman look.
It actually is, now that I think about it. If he were wearing gray pants, it would have been a complete Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
And no bow tie, though.
Yeah. I think Tebow can pull off a bow tie. Probably not.
I don't know.
I think he could.
There are very few men.
I think that he can do anything.
Men. There are very few white men that can pull off a bow tie.
He has the power of God.
That's true.
So, Tebow.
Right. I did see where somebody took the Nike ad and replaced Colin Kaepernick with Tim Tebow's face and basically said, like, sometimes you just have to love Jesus even when it costs you everything.
That's nice.
And I don't know if that was an illegal use of, because that's the Kaepernick ad, I think, is like going for whatever you believe in, even if it costs you everything. And I don't know. This one seemed a little Photoshop, so I don't know if it was like using Tebow's likeness or perhaps God's likeness without proper authority.
I saw one with somebody else. I can't think of it right now either. But there, yeah, there's a bunch of different ones like that now out there now.
Yeah, there's several with soldiers' faces on there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, one of them's a soldier guy that was in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Tillman.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't remember your name, soldier guy. At least I didn't call you soldier boy.
Soldier guy. Nice.
Yeah. Did you see that the sniper wife came out and commented on the whole Kaepernick thing?
What was her comment? I just saw that she had. I didn't see the actual.
I didn't read it. I don't know. I don't care. It's just because I know who's been posting the stories about it. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I know all I need to know about this story.
That is true, though.
Based on the source in your feed.
It's so true that you get into that where you're not even like, you're just seeing it on those people and you're like, oh, fuck you. There's just like certain people who are like, yep, okay. Yeah, I know. I have a good idea of what that says.
It could be something very sweet, like, you know, be tolerant. You know, he's fighting for everyone's freedom. You know, I have a feeling it wasn't.
Like, guys, he's peacefully protesting. A valid subject, yeah.
I do love getting on those threads and seeing people comment, because how it sometimes will blossom and like they start arguing about something totally different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just great. They lose sight. What a fucked up. That whole thing. It just. And I just think it's so silly if it's true that someone is actually either cutting a logo or burning something that. It's like, okay. It's like, get rid of it, whatever, but fuck.
Did you hear that they decriminalized gay sex in India?
What?
Yes. I actually did hear that on the radio this morning.
Right.
Big news from the subcontinent.
Way
yeah,
to
definitely.
Go.
I'm not even sure if that is the subcontinent. But
what was the penalty
or
if you
as
got...
as my phone notes say, gay sex legal in Indiana. I don't know why it auto-corrected India to Indiana. Fucking racist-ass phone, apparently. Like, no, of course he's not talking about India. It's got to be Indiana, clearly.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened prior to if you got caught having gay sex?
I'm assuming you got murdered.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just talking to my ass
okay.
on that one.
Stoned to death.
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was good, though.
Yeah, it probably wasn't a good thing. And the fact that they were like, they decriminalized
it. Sounds like your knowledge of NASCAR.
The fact that they just decriminalized it, like, I think it's still possibly a criminal act of some sort. Maybe they just lowered the, it's no longer like a death penalty case or something.
Okay.
Right. Maybe they're not beating people's doors down. Unless
well, maybe
like
it's
really
now, it's like
it.
How they classify gay sex.
Right.
You know.
Oh, maybe right.
They kind of probably lumped a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's more of just like hard.
Do you
deep.
Think, like, man on trans man counts?
Ooh, I don't know if they have trans man in
Indiana. Ooh, shit.
India.
That's a good
you
question.
You don't think so?
Do they have trans people in Indiana?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially in Indiana. I think that's the trans man capital of the world, actually. it's a fact. It's not fake news.
Definitely.
But anyway. Yeah, good for India.
Happy.
I'm happy for
way to go, Indiana.
Everybody who's not really doing something that's legal, but not breaking the law.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
it also surprises me how often we're discussing just headlines. Like, we never get in the actual meat of the story. Occasionally, we'll look it up as we're discussing it, but it's just like, all right, they decriminalized sex in India.
We put our own spin on the story.
We don't have any other details at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We experience life, though.
This is true. You know, we do, like, surf the Facebook, so we get a lot of headlines.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're getting pretty good.
And I think we know. I mean, I think we get the gist of gay sex.
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure
we
have a pretty good understanding of gay sex.
Oh, I think both the gay sex, the decriminalization, and the concept of India, I think we do have a good grasp on all three of those.
Right.
Do you think it's like less than an ounce of gay sex? Or an ounce of
it might be. It's just a misdemeanor, yeah.
Yeah. Right, I get that. Just a ticket.
But do they weigh the penis and the balls when they're trying to determine like the actual weight that you're pushing?
Is it like a post-coitus weight or like a pre-coitus weight?
Good point. The blood is going to factor in, yes.
Well, that's what I was about to say. So I think you'd have to probably pre-weigh.
Are you talking about a fluid ounce?
Ooh. Decriminalization just means that they now let you finish first.
That's a fair amount.
The cops are required, if they find you in the act of gay sex, that they have to let someone finish.
Right. But only one person.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, both aren't. It's not happening for both of them anyway.
Well, it could.
Not at the
could.
Same time.
Totally could.
Get that reach on.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I stand corrected.
I'm just saying.
Of course it could. It always could. But
what if one has a fleshlight?
Does that count?
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean count?
Does it count as like...
Fleshlight and the other one's holding it.
Yeah, what if the other one's just holding it? Does that count?
Wait, the man in the back is holding it or the man in the front's holding
it?
No,
there's just a man in the front. There's no...
There's no second man in this scenario at all.
No, there's the second man. He's just holding the fleshlight for you.
Oh, does that count as gay sex in Indiana?
Yeah.
No, because then it's a performance, and so you could technically call it performance art.
Maybe he could be, like, collecting a sample.
That's what it is. It's for scientific purposes.
I'm just collecting a sample.
It's like how those Japanese people get around those whaling laws. They're like, oh, this is for scientific research. And it's like, no, it's not. Right. You're just whaling. You guys are assholes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm assuming they make fleshlights that are assholes. Does that count?
That's gay, yes.
Okay.
Definitely gay.
What if a woman is holding it?
Not so much.
Okay. Wow. See, we know this law back and forth.
What if a guy has a fleshlight in his butt, but it's a vagina fleshlight?
Oh.
that gay?
That's very gay, actually. Having a vagina in your butthole.
But the two guys aren't even technically the two guys aren't even technically touching at that point.
Well, no, but it's still the It's very gay.
You're still jamming an inserted thing into somebody's butt. Okay.
Right. You're still using your
That makes sense.
Yep. But I mean, if it's
you're tamping his powder down, so to speak.
I mean, I think it's just
with your ramrod.
I think it's gayer if it's a fleshlight with a pussy in the end instead of just another butthole.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I think if you have a fake vagina in your ass being fucked, that's
if
gay.
If you have a fleshlight in your butt and it's a butthole fleshlight, that's like double gay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gay. Yeah. That's fucking hardcore.
That's the gayest of all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I mean, what else do we need to know about this law?
I think
we got it all down. Like,
I just picture it over there, just tons of gay sex going on, and it's gotten out of control, and they're like, we just can't. Our jails are
They're just fucking in jail too. It's
just fine them.
We're more
just
likely
a slap
to get
on the dick.
It's just a
just
citation. They're just the cop sitting there writing the ticket out of like,
just shake. You just judge them hard. You just shake your head at them and cut your eyes and just. And then just you move on and
you just slap that ticket onto like somebody's sweaty back.
It's like, it's a $50 fine.
On the jizz on their belly.
Oh.
It's like, I know you won't lose it now.
Oh.
Like, peel that off. You can just go pay that fine at the probate court.
Clean money bleeds.
Definitely. I think that's probably, if someone did, if it was a jizz-soaked ticket, I think it's going to be paid. That fine is going to be paid with jizz-soaked money.
Yeah.
It's just going to be so hard and crispy by the time it gets to the...
Oh, yeah.
You think that they've, they're literally laundering money then?
I don't know. Is a rupee, is that paper money or is that coins?
There's got to be, there's probably some sort of weird plastic money, right?
But yeah, probably. Like poker chips or whatever. You just slap down a stack of coins... And then somebody tries to take them and realize they're just all like cemented together. Oh, God. Good use of semen, sir.
Yeah.
Well played indeed.
I think so. I mean, can't swallow all of it.
Oh, yeah. So we had a bit of a mystery at the Reverend Flores house this past weekend.
Ooh, I love a good mystery.
Are you building a mystery?
No, we're not building a mystery.
Okay.
No, the neighbor comes over when we're out of town per our request to put a scoop of food in the cat's bowl every evening.
Okay.
And he texted and he's like, hey, I'm not sure what happened, but the container of the cat's food got tossed down the steps on the back porch.
Ooh.
And
mysterious.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing, I was measuring it out today and it's like 15 feet from the covered part of the porch over to the top of the steps.
Right.
So something had to drag what is, I guess, probably a 15-pound container of food, like a plastic, like a tall Tupperware container or whatever, had to drag that over to the steps and then shove it down the steps to the point that it got all the way to the bottom. And it spilled open over the weekend. That's what the neighbor was saying. And I think his wife cleaned it back up, like scooped as much as she could back into it and put it back. And we came home, I guess, Monday evening, fed the cat. And the shit happened again. I got up Tuesday morning and something, whatever it was, had come back and drug the... I'm not sure what did this. Like,
oh my gosh, it could be like literally anything.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Probably a raccoon.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
I was thinking.
Thinking it's raccoons, but...
You know how big raccoons are? They're strong as fuck.
You think one raccoon could do that? Could get it over and then like shove it with enough force to get it all the way down? Like it's like
he's
8-9 steps.
Not shoving anything; he's dragging it though. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
The weird thing too, the second time it happened, we were actually home. So the container went down the steps. It stayed closed this time. It was just at the bottom.
Stupid raccoon.
But whatever it was, took the cat's bowl off of the porch, down past the cars, and went like 40 feet out into the yard and just left it behind the wheel of my car.
That's fucked up. Now that sounds like a kid.
I don't know.
You got teenagers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see a...
Are you paying the paper boy?
Right.
The paper boy?
Ooh. I owe him $2.
Paper boy.
$2.
That could still be a raccoon. They could grab the bowl and run off like a... with like some hijinks music happening in the background.
Some Benny Hill music. Crash.
Oh, I guess I'm going to have to eat this off the ground.
But there still is a small pile of cat food at the bottom of the steps that they haven't really messed with since they got back. I don't know if they're very picky raccoons that don't want to eat off the ground.
Yeah, they're like, you know, we got this nice clean container up here. We'll just pull it off the... Have you been keeping the cat food inside since then?
Well, see, when I came home from Open Toad the other night, I got home and I was like, oh, I got to feed the cat. And then I was like, I need to put something out here to like block the top of the steps to maybe keep whatever it is from getting up there.
Oh, yeah, because that's going
to
work.
And then all of a sudden it was like, or I could just move the container of cat food into the house.
Hmm.
So we've done that and haven't had any issues since then. So
the bowl been staying in place?
Yes, the bowl's been staying out there, so... I don't know. These raccoons, maybe they've moved on to greener pastures. I don't know.
It's like, these pickings ain't so easy no more. That's what raccoons sound like.
Oh, yeah.
Are you worried at all about your cat having some raccoon skirmishes happening?
I think the cat is staying hidden. I think the cat realized what was going
on. Have you seen the cat recently?
We did see the cat today. The cat is back and looking pretty healthy. Looking
good.
Think
raccoons like fighting cats and stuff?
I think the cat just runs away. I think if a raccoon comes ambling up, I think a cat's just like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
How you think the raccoon outweighs the cat by twice as much?
Yeah, I'm sure a raccoon's probably twice as big as that cat.
Gotcha. Big ass raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Farmington is no joke.
He's all right. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen him in any sort of a skirmish or a fight, so
I'm not sure. I'm just saying, weight wise.
He's about average, I think, right?
He's a little on the big side.
You think so?
He's husky.
I think I'm putting too much food in this cat's bowl. Is that part of the problem? Is that why he's attacking raccoons?
I think so.
He's not eating it all in one setting. They're sniffing
it out.
Look
how much that cat gets to eat.
Which
you
I
could
did
rob
think,
him.
I think I may have bought cheaper cat food this time around. So for a second, like that was the second thing. After, is my neighbor's wife coming over here and tossing it down the steps just for shits and giggles? That would be weird. But the second thing was like, did Farmington, is he like, does he's like, fuck your food,
this
you
is
cheap
some
piece of shit.
Yeah, you can put your bowl under your tire. Run over that shit.
Yeah, fuck your bowl, too.
Fuck you. And I'm pooping in your garden.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's the neighbor cat doing that, though, right?
Well,
but the neighbor
cat. Well, you should put the cat food back out. We should get a camera. We should put it back there and see what's coming up there.
Yeah, you get a wildlife
camera. By the same
camera.
Kind of food, yeah. Just
that's what I wanted to talk to the neighbor across the streets. I know he does a lot of hunting, and it's possible that he might have access to a trail camera. I thought about putting one up on the porch out there to see what I could see. But I also thought about like just taking one night and just sitting out there with a gun and just waiting to.
What?
No, you can't have shit wrecking my cat food.
You're just going to shoot an innocent?
Don't worry about it. Guns don't kill raccoons, right?
I'm not saying I have to
raccoons kill raccoons, okay?
Yeah. I'm not saying I have to kill the raccoon, but I'm not just going to sit out there unarmed and just watch and see what happens. What if the raccoon freaks out and goes after my balls?
Yeah.
Is that what happens? They know? How do they know?
What,
raccoons?
Balls?
Wow, raccoons,
raccoons
are smart.
Raccoons love trash, you know. They go for the stickiest thing in the room, which is going to definitely
whatever's dangling
be his balls for sure.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, smells like there's some rotten fish over in that guy's legs.
Yeah, smells like a beef and cheddar, a sweaty beef and cheddar. Ooh, it's got sprouts on it.
Making prickled herring.
Yeah.
They love those pickled eggs.
Oh, man.
I did stay up the other night, and I don't know if y'all realize that there's a full-on Scientology channel now.
I guess I did, but I didn't know, like, you don't have to pay for it?
No, it's, no, I think they're getting the word out for free. Yeah, I think it's part of whatever the next step up from basic is. But I watched, it was freaky. I was watching I guess it was a documentary about L. Ron Hubbard, and they're just going through his life. And, like, what? If I had not known anything about what a crazy liar that guy was, I would still be so suspicious of all the shit that they were. Yeah. I mean, they were just deifying is, I guess, the word, but just glorifying this man completely, talking about his military history. And they, at one point in time, they were like, and that was when he was granted a certificate that allowed him to drive any boat on any ocean. and they show like the certificate. And I was like, I've never heard of that before. But then they were like, his naval service. He's like, he commanded 2 ships in both the Atlantic and the Pacific. And at that point in time, I'm like, Wikipedia, what is this shit all about? And then like, and he spent the last part of his war career in a hospital suffering a battle wound. And I looked this shit up and they were like, he did command 2 boats. He was removed from his command both times. And he went to the hospital because of a fucking ulcer. Like, it was not a war wound at all.
Well, it could have came on because of.
Oh, yeah. It was aggravated by the stress of warfare.
Very stressful. Stress is bad for you. I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, you have to take care of yourself. You can't stress out.
He hadn't figured out how to like remove the thetans yet.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, he's going to have ulcers from the stress, as you say.
Yes.
Stress of war.
I also found out that apparently the reason that Dianetics morphed into Scientology is because for some reason he didn't have all the rights to Dianetics. I don't know if he had a partner in that whole venture or what the deal was, but somebody else got the right to publish that book. And so he's just like, all right, we'll just turn this into something different. And that's, he came up with Scientology from that.
So weird.
It's a strange religion.
Yeah.
But if you do want to watch 24 hours straight of stuff about LRH, and I think the follow-up show after that was Meet a Scientologist.
How old is the Scientology church?
The 60s?
Is it 60s?
Yeah, I think the bulk of it came about in the 60s, I think.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
God.
He doesn't look like the most trustworthy gentleman either.
No, he looks like a fucking...
He looks like such a...
Don't judge.
Oh, of course not.
Don't judge someone's looks.
Looks like the...
I mean, look at you, buddy.
What's the main pig in Animal Farm?
Ooh. I forgot.
Starts with an O, right?
Possibly.
I keep thinking Oscar, but that's not right. Anyway...
So, yeah, we've got to check back in with Owen at some point in time and see how his set of the laughing skull went. Owen!
Yeah.
How did we go that whole episode? None of us just went, Owen!
I don't know.
I was thinking
about it. Probably never
time.
Heard of that before.
He probably has. Like, our friend Jeremiah has never had anyone sing Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog to him.
Right. Fucking it's always man. New every time I do it.
My niece Caroline hates the song Sweet Caroline so much.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Good times never seem so good.
So good.
I do sing along every time.
That's good.
Yep.
So what about this Asia Argento thing?
What?
Y'all hadn't been following that news?
Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm sorry.
She's caught some grief recently. So Asia Argento is the Italian actress that was dating Anthony Bourdain when he offed himself.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been huge in the Me Too movement because she's one of the ladies that has accused Harvey Weinstein of some inappropriate sexual stuff. I think specifically that he had gone down on her against her will.
Really?
Yeah. But it came out recently that like she had had sex with an underage boy.
Okay.
But it's weird. He was 17 at the time, which in California is illegal.
Only 17.
17.
Daddy says he's too young, but he's old enough for me.
It is amazing how many rock songs there are about fucking underage
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, man.
Like Kiss had one, I think.
Of course they did.
Oh, God.
Well, it's the old, the question that always has to be asked is it rape if it's a guy?
Yeah, there's definitely some double standard stuff going on. But she, this kid apparently had like played her son in a movie like 10 years before.
Oh.
So there's that bit of weirdness. And so she hooked up with him when she was 7, when he was 17. She denied it like outright. And then some pictures started showing up of like her laying in bed with this guy when he was 17.
Oh, wow.
And again, this is like the age of consent in California, I think, is 18. So it technically makes it illegal, but I mean, nobody really gives a shit if a smoking hot, like, I don't know if she was like 37 or 38 or something, lady has sex with a 17-year-old guy. I don't think anybody really cares about that on its face,
right?
But
especially
it's just,
not the 17-year-old guy.
But the thing was, apparently, but it was that she denied it, and then all of a sudden somebody started releasing like some text messages where she confirmed that it happened. Right. And I think she's laying there topless in the picture too. Somebody released that. So
where did I find these pictures?
The internet.
Okay, right.
I know TMZ had a cropped picture where you can kind of tell she's topless, but you can't see any nips.
Oh, that's nice.
But apparently this may have been a bit of a shakedown where the guy was threatening to go forward with it. But apparently Bourdain paid him like $300,000+ to shut up.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a weird story.
Yeah. It's very strange. I wonder if she stayed with him.
Say what?
It's a story.
Which, no, I felt kind of bad when Bourdain killed himself. My wife and I were talking about that, and I knew he had been dating her. And, I mean, she's crazy hot, and she's Italian, and I don't think she's the most stable person in the world based on, like, little bits of information I know about her. And I made the comment to my wife of, like, wow, I really hope that Ozzy Argento didn't drive Bourdain completely insane and cause him to kill himself. And she just looked at me like I was a piece of shit.
Hmm.
Well, it's kind of a shitty thing to say.
It's worth consideration. I mean, if somebody's in a relationship and they kill themselves, like, you got to figure that had something to do with it, right?
It's going to blame it on her, huh, John?
Yeah, I mean, it's not blaming. I just think it's not a full blame thing. I just think maybe her crazy ass might have contributed in some way.
Wow.
But then she's also a victim in the Weinstein situation, so I do feel like an extra piece of shit on that one. But then somebody brought up, apparently
doesn't she get a free pass?
Well, no, somebody was pointing out that apparently she dated Weinstein after the thing that happened to her happened. Like, she stayed in a relationship, or she was in a relationship with him later on down the road.
Right.
That's so fucking crazy. I know is it was hard. It was a tough one with Bourdain. I really liked that guy. My wife took it really hard.
Yeah.
It bums her. She can't talk about it.
Well, how much of almost everything the guy ever put out is just so enjoyable.
Oh, my God.
So, like,
his show was great.
Yeah. All of them.
You're right. All of them. Sorry. The No Reservations I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I really liked that.
So I didn't mean to work this back around to suicide.
I'm bummed out now, man. Fuck. Why'd you have to bring up Bourdain?
It was bound to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And then Harvey, you had to bring up Harvey.
Is there any other depressing ass news?
Yeah, just let's do it here. Let's take TJ way down. Let's do it right here. I'm ready for it.
We've already talked about gay sex being illegal in Indiana.
Okay, yeah, right.
The Cranberry singer, they had the results of her autopsy, I guess.
Dolores O'Riordan?
Yep.
What was her deal?
Official cause of death was drowning while drunk.
Drowning while drunk.
Oh.
She got herself drunk enough to drown herself in a bathtub.
Oh.
Just a shitty accident, essentially.
That stinks. I've actually been on a real cranberries kick here recently.
Oh, yeah?
Just a lot of cranberries happening in my life.
When are you on your period?
I don't know. I really like that second album of theirs.
Yeah, that's sad. That sucks. God damn, man. Stop doing this.
So when I was out of town, there was a point in time when I flipped the television on in the hotel room, and I started watching some Deep Impact.
Oh, yeah? There we go. That's a good one.
What is Taya Leone up to these days?
She was in some show where she was like the president or the vice president.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Madam Secretary
of State.
Madam Secretary. There we go. I get there eventually.
I feel like maybe she was the absolute epitome of 90s hotness. Like,
she
was.
She was?
I think so. I don't know who to put up instead of her.
90s hotness?
Well, it all stems from Bad Boys. In Bad Boys, she's like kind of gothy, and she's wearing like a choker and like a white top and a short skirt. That's really 90s hot. It really was. And then in Deep Impact, she's wearing like a shirt with giant shoulder pads built into it. It's not even a jacket. It's in the shirt.
Right.
And then, sadly enough, she dies on that beach with her dad, but I didn't mean to bring it back to... God damn it.
Spoiler alert.
Damn it.
I mean, some of our listeners might not have seen Deep Impact yet.
Oh, yeah?
I mean,
Blew it for you guys.
Hiding
I'm
out
so
in a bunker.
Sad.
They only got access to so many movies.
It was Armageddon or Deep Impact, and they chose Armageddon. You chose poorly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which is the favorite on that one?
I think Deep Impact is the favorite, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite of the two.
It's got President Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get bonus points just based on that.
Right. Elijah Wood. That weird-looking girl.
Lily Sobieski?
Yeah, that's it.
I do. I love her reaction when the mom straps the baby to her, and she's just like, no, 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 and, like, freaks out, like, this is not cool. Like, the baby needs to go with you guys and not be my responsibility at all. What's the point of this?
Right. What am I going to do? I can't breastfeed this thing, Mom.
Seriously.
Although I think...
You could.
Yeah,
you could.
You think the hormones will kick in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's this instinct
I think
when
so.
You have to take care of. It may take a couple days for the milk to come in, but you just let it suck on the tip for a little bit. It'll get it pumping.
Okay.
You can get it going.
Right.
Elijah Wood's going to prime that pump.
I'm not saying it'll be easy.
Oh, no.
There's work involved. Yeah. Absolutely. Nothing's easy. It's hard work.
Oh, work? Forget it. I don't even want to have anything to do with a baby if there's work involved.
Seriously.
Oh, fuck. I mean, I love my kid and everything, but damn. It's exhausting.
Yeah?
Yes. And I've talked about it before. How the fuck, when you see when I drop off at daycare and there's a mother dropping three of them off at one time or two, it's like, how the fuck? And they're close in age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
I love it. I do love it.
Yeah, you sound like you do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to bring this back to the whole football thing, I did listen to a podcast a while back where they were talking about...
Wait, is this going to be a suicide of a former player
or
something?
No, there's no suicide. There's no death.
You gotta...
at all. There was a study a while back where they gave people essentially like little beepers. And it was for parents, and they would measure throughout. They would randomly page them, and they had to, like, rate their happiness on, like, a 1 to 10 scale and, like, say what they were doing. And it's this study that people always go back to of, like, people with kids truly aren't really that happy when it boils down to it. But the counter to that is people saying, well, people without kids aren't experiencing, like, the ultimate joy, that crazy high of, like, the kid doing something special in your heart.
No, that is great.
Yeah.
It's great.
But they did the same study with people that were sports fans where they gave them the beepers, and then they find out that, like, people that are hardcore sports fans overall so much sadder than everybody else. And, I mean, mathematically, it makes perfect sense, because if your sports team is involved in any sort of tournament, the odds are they're not going to win. So, like, the bulk of the people that are following that at some point in time are going to be really fucking sad.
Yeah.
But the scientific debate is whether it's worth it to be a hardcore sports fan if you know that overall it's going to lead to your sadness.
Well, that's I watched like football. I'm a big Falcons fan, mm-hmm. but I've gotten over. I mean, after that last Super Bowl, I'm not all the way over. But anyway, I take it as entertainment now. I try not to get too caught up. I mean, I want them to do good, but if they don't, it's like, all right,
yeah,
let it go. Once the game's done, I have to let it go.
Right.
I used to let that shit bother me just because they've always sucked.
Yeah.
But now we've been good.
I don't know if I told you guys, we watched the Super Bowl and the national championship at the same house with the same group of friends.
You did it.
And I'm not even really superstitious, and I don't really believe in jinxes, but there is no fucking way in hell we're going back to that house to watch any important game ever again.
No.
And I love these people. They're fantastic friends. We love them so much. And I think they will respect this, I hope. But it's just like, they're going to be
fuck.
Like, we're watching the national championship over
you
here.
Know,
it's going to be, fuck you guys. We're going to watch it at home.
And that fucking Super Bowl for the Falcons, that was one of the toughest ever. It doesn't even matter if you... aren't a Falcons fan. You feel sorry for them because of what the fuck. They were dominating in that game.
Right.
They were up so many points. And then all of a sudden, there was just this domino effect.
Yeah. They made history for the exact wrong reason.
Yes. And you're like, God damn it. It's like, I wish it was like when we played Denver and got blown the fuck out. Yeah. And the only touchdown we got was Tim Dwight returning a fucking kick.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that was tough. That was tough. So, but after that, once I finally got to a point, I was like, you know what? I gotta just watch it for the entertainment. So a lot of times what happens now is I may not watch the whole Falcons game. I may flip to another game and watch and just keep up with the score and then maybe flip back sometimes. That's just, that's how it helped me get over it. But that's just like we're watching college sports now. Like when you hear these people just rip a fucking team, it's like, man, you know how hard it is? It's like, yeah, I want my team to win, and I don't want them to go out there and do a poor performance, but at the end of the day, it's just a fucking game, and it's entertaining. Yeah. Like that Rose Bowl. Yeah, it's great that we won, but even if we didn't win, that was fucking amazing. A roller coaster of emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly was.
And it's the same way with the national championship game. It sucks that we didn't win, but fuck, the way that game went, you got the hand on the ball. You get it to overtime. Mm-hmm. You have that feeling of like, holy shit, this is happening again.
Right.
You don't win and it sucks and it's a low, but it's still fucking amazing to go through those emotions. But if you can just do it for the four quarters and then just drop it as far as it just really ruining everything else.
Yeah.
So I just try to, but I love watching college football and I've got really into just watching these other teams besides Georgia. It's just the Notre Dame Michigan game. Did you guys watch that?
Oh yeah,
I didn't watch any of it.
I grew up a Notre Dame fan.
You were too busy entertaining, right?
I was too busy sleeping as soon as the entertaining was done.
Yeah, that game was later. That game was fucking awesome. Yeah. Well, a little bit of it. The reason I like it is just because I kind of starting to dislike the head coach of Michigan, Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I just think he's kind of too ridiculous.
Well, he probably is.
My wife got to get out of that game because she hates both Notre Dame and Michigan.
Everybody hates Notre Dame.
Well, she was just saying that they're both notoriously overrated teams at the beginning of the season and throughout the season. It's one of those, like, she kind of wished they could both lose if possible. But
yeah. I don't know, man. Notre Dame was good last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
They are.
And they look good against Michigan. I know Michigan is kind of shit, but okay. Anyway, that's enough football talk.
That's what football talk with Big Roast.
Yeah.
Shits again?
Shits again.
Oh, shits again?
I don't know. I'm still sad. I just feel sad. Like, you brought me down.
Really?
Yeah.
No, man. I think you need to stay positive. Like, what are you really sad about? Like, the people that died?
Yeah.
All the people who died?
Yeah, but when you get on that suicide thing...
Wait, what suicide thing?
When you were talking, when you brought up suicide, I can't let it go.
Pretend like it's a fucking football game.
Oh yeah. Just get past that. Just
can't.
Battle
I can't.
On through it, yeah.
Goddamn Falcons lost that goddamn Super Bowl. I'm not over it.
I will fucking never be over it.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I hear you.
I want them to win, but fuck.
I want to win.
It's too hard. It's too fucking hard. It's too hard.
You're not even drinking tonight, and you just went, I want to win him.
He's tired as shit. He's still tired.
Dick Loverboy's got mono. I think he's just worn out. Your immune system's probably shot. You need to get some rest.
I had to dig a 90-foot trench today.
Oh, wow.
By hand.
Whoa, dude.
With a shovel.
Why on earth would you dig it with a shovel and not a quipmunk?
Because it had to be very strategically placed in between patio tiles.
Ah.
It was ridiculous. Don't ever do that.
It's good for you. Put hair on your chest.
Yeah?
Was it at home or work?
This is at work.
You have patio tile? You have a patio at work?
Dude, I have a pool.
No shit.
Pool and a patio. The patio would be good for you.
You have to drink to that? It's kind of a bastardization of a movie quote. That was my last sip of delicious Fat Tire beer.
I don't know why. I just put a bunch of ice in my mouth like I can fucking talk with ice in my mouth.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know what does matter? you guys can go to ArmageddonAfterParty.com to find out all of the information that you would like about Armageddon After Party, like episodes, bios, episodes, a couple of pictures. That's about it.
It's a very, very nice website. Very interactive.
It's very interactive.
Yeah, it's updated.
You guys go in
all the time.
Interact.
Yeah.
With it. You guys can follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Armageddon After Party. That's when we'll post when we're putting episodes up, and when you can know just, you know, to go straight to the website after that. It's all a big loop, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody's hanging out.
You can follow us on Twitter at After Party Pod. I'm Dick Loverboy, Dick.Loverboy on the Instagrams.
On the interwebs.
Got Gerald M. Portante over here on Twitter, and TJ Higgins on Instagram. No Twitter. Not anymore.
I gave it up. It's evil. It can just really suck you in and bring you down.
Bring it down.
Just negativity.
We don't need that. We don't need that negativity. We don't need people being brought down. We need you to be sending your Nikes to Armageddon After Party. We will come up with good and useful purposes for these shoes. The nice ones might get worn.
We could turn them into like the fleshlights.
Oh, we could turn them into fleshlights.
And just
that way
do it.
You could be like,
just do it.
You fuck Nike, and you're like, you literally
you
could
can fuck Nike.
You really fuck Nike.
Yeah,
I think that's our that's what we'll do. So you guys send us your shoes. We'll make fleshlights out of them. And then you can buy them back from us.
And you can just show Nike how much you'll fuck them.
Yeah, I will fuck you.
Fuck you, Nike.
Fuck you, Nike.
We're just putting our $1 million idea out there for the public now.
Yeah.
We got to patent this quick before we release this episode.
And the swoosh could just... Never mind. I'm not going to give out any more ideas.
Swoosh dildos? Is that what you're saying? For the ladies? So the ladies can fuck Nike?
You'd just be swooshing all over the place. Just a little swoosh on you, a little swoosh on you.
Yeah. Swooshing this way, swooshing that. You guys, it's been so fun being back in the bunker. I'm really happy that I'm not deceased, as obviously.
What?
As you made
what
the
are
thing.
You talking about?
Yeah, I didn't.
No, that was.
Who said you were dead?
You're saying a living man can't have a legacy?
I'm saying that, yes.
I think your legacy is strong.
I think
you're
alive.
You
can quote me on that. but it's been fun to be back. Thank you guys for listening to us once again. Because you know where we are. Right here.
We're in the bunker, baby.
You know where we are.
You're gonna die.
We're running out of supplies.
Nice. From the bunker in beautiful Athens, Georgia, I'm Dick Loverboy saying goodnight for the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast.
For our Reverend Florist.
Takes one episode off and forgets our names.
Man, who the fuck am I doing this with? Say goodbye, boys.